Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. I'm Mathel Givens, your host of the Good News Show. I want to thank you, and you for tuning in tonight and each and every Monday night. I thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my goodness, do I have a great show planned for you tonight. You need to run, call a neighbor, call a friend, and tell them to tune in to the Mathel Givens Nothing But Good News Show. Listen, tonight, my guest is Mr. Juan Acevedo, Jr. All right, now listen, the title of the show tonight is Cutting the Negative and Spreading Awareness of Positive Things. Now listen, what he does is he cuts hair. He's a barber, a professional barber here in Chicago. He's going to tell you all about his barbershop, and he's open 365 days a year. So listen, you want to stay tuned and keep it locked because you can get your hair cut at any time. Anytime you can get your hair cut. So listen, what you do is you hang in there with me and hey, get on the phone and call somebody immediately and tell them to tune in. Hey, to the Good News Show. All right, here we go. started right here on the Mathel Givens Show. What the World Needs Now. That's a gospel jam from Ben Tanker. All right, everybody, spread the news that what the world needs now is more love. And my guest tonight is one of those that is spreading nothing but love throughout the Chicagoland and wherever he can. Now he's even spreading the word in your city. And you know we're streaming all over the world. So listen, you're listening to the Mathel Givens Show. And I'm your host. I'm your girl, Mathel Givens. This is the Good News Show. Now my guest tonight is Mr. Juan Acevedo Jr. And remember, if you're just tuning in, let me give you the title again. Cutting the Negative and Spreading Awareness of Positive Things. At no other further delays here, because this is a very important word that this young man is trying to get out. He's trying to spread the good news that even while you're cutting hair, he's a professional barber, and he's hearing all kinds of stories throughout the day, and his entire team. So listen, to connect up with him, you've got to be inspiring. So this young man is a very inspiring person, and he believes in not only his dreams, but he believes in your dreams. So without any further delays, please open up your heart and open up your ears and welcome to my show, Juan Acevedo Jr. Welcome to the show. I'm so excited. Good evening.
Hi. Hi, Mathel. I just want to say thank you. Thank you very much for having me on air today and on your show as a guest. Really honored.
You are most welcome, and I'm telling you, I'm honored to have you here, and I know you've got some good news to share with us. Would you please tell us a little bit about you? First of all, tell them your name, because I want to make sure I said it right.
No, you said it good. You said it good. My name is Juan Acevedo Jr., and I'm from Chicago, Illinois, born and raised here. And like Mathel just said, I really just came up with the name. It's like a slogan, you could say, you know, not very hard to say, cutting the negativity. You know, I think it's something we all go through in our daily basis, in our daily life. You know, we go through a lot of negatives. And the main thing I think I've done throughout my life is turn it into a positive. So that's where it came to be the name. So.
Beautiful, beautiful. How long have you been in business?
Like we were talking a couple of days ago, to be honest with you, a lot of people don't know. I opened a barber shop. It used to be a salon, and I took over. And it's about close to 7 months now, and it's under construction. I'm working there. It's open. It's open to the public. And but again, you know, a lot of people don't know. And I think I want to say here on your show, and I am open, and it's located in 2209 South Central, Cicero, Illinois, and by Berwyn, too, you know, in the Chicagoland area. So, yeah, just been open for about 6 to 7 months, and everything's been good. It's only myself and two lady barbers, and they're also licensed cosmetologists, so they also do women's hair as well. And you could say it's a barbershop / salon at the same time. So.
Beautiful. Oh, I think this is just fantastic. How would someone reach you if they would like to come and get their hair cut and just come in and maybe even see your salon?
/barbershop. Yeah, they could reach me right now. Again, I wouldn't mind, you know, giving out my information from Facebook. You could follow me at Instagram. Just do what I just said, cutting the negativity. it's all in one word together, cutting the negativity. So, and on Facebook, I go by J Life, J-L-I-F-E, Acevedo Jr. So you can find me there, and it gives you my information. And again, right now, the website's just about to be on online, so I'll give it one more month or two. But you could reach me at, again, I'm not at my number. Hello? Yeah.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. If my personal cell, I'm getting all the calls right now through my business, through my cell phone. And it's, 773-507-2201. You contact me, and I'll be more than glad to assist you with anything that has to do with men's hair. And, again, set you up with one of the ladies that works with me. So that's how you can reach me out right now with the media, again, on Facebook and Instagram. Is the way people can start, knowing who I am and what I do and where I'm heading.
That's right. Well, tell me, do you shave in there as well? You shave men?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it has to do anything that has to do with men's grooming. I'm more than qualified to do that. And shaving, me, myself, I'm, you just said it, 17 years been doing this, and I do anything that has to do with designs, cartoon portraits. That's something that's really in, a lot of, it's a whole new level, whole new creativity. A lot of barbers are doing now. It used to be just designs like lines, circles, squares, and triangles. But now there's a lot of artists out there that, emerge to being a barber. And it's easy for artists, to cut hair, in my opinion. And now they do faces. They do actually faces of people, and which are portraits. So that's really amazing. And right now on Instagram, there's so many professional barbers out there that, thank God for Instagram, to be honest with you. So we can all show our creativity and showcase our talent and show our lives. It's a privilege, I think, to be able to see someone's life and to see what they do on a daily basis. So, a lot of people didn't know that I was capable of doing what I'm doing today. And, same goes to everybody that's, respect to all the barbers out there doing, their movement, and especially doing it the right way and showing themselves as a professional and not just a barber. Again, I'm always going to say it, and I'm never going to stop saying this, but, I think one of the main things what I'm trying to do with a lot of other barber friends of mine is protect the history of barbering, because a lot of guys, a lot of young men, think it's easy to be a professional barber. And it's easy to say, I'm a barber, but being a barber is really played out. Anybody could be a barber, could put on a barber jacket and cut hair, but not anyone could be a professional and really take their job seriously. And a lot of young men have been, derailed from the truth and the journey, and they don't want to respect the process, I think that's one of the things I really preach. And a lot of my friends as well that are professional barbers and that are true to the barbering industry, that's one of the things. You can't come from zero to $500. You have to enjoy your journey to become a barber. Make the mistakes, and enjoy it. Enjoy that journey.
Yes.
Everybody wants to do it quick.
Right. Mm-hmm. As I hear you speak, I think I'm hearing in my head, I can hear things as though you're going to teach barbering. I can see with your experience and the passion that you have for it. Have you ever thought about teaching it as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so many people, everybody that meets me, they tell me I should pursue that. And, you want to be honest, Michelle, I think that's something I really want to start looking into in a couple of years from now when I have a little bit more time and actually teach. And, again, I think at the position I am today in my life and in my career, when I do events, especially, most of the time they're free and free of charge, I do it because this is something that I do. It's not who I am. It's not what I do. It's who I am, to be honest with you. And so I guess when you get to a point in your life, money is really is not everything, right? And when you get
That's
to
true.
That point, money comes and goes, and we hear it. So that's one of the things I do. I teach regardless when any young man that comes to my barbershop or comes gets a haircut and they want to learn, I always tell them, my doors are open. Come learn. And if someone's telling you the doors are open, take advantage of it. Learn from them. Learn, because knowledge to be gained and passed along. And if you don't take advantage of that, you know, that's your fault, you know, and
that's
someone's
right.
helping you out and giving you a hand. And that, I do that every day because, you know, thank God that some people did that for me, so I'm passing it along. And
all right,
you know,
I like that. I love it. You're paying it forward. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. So, yeah, again, going back to what you just said, teaching, I think I do that every day, and we learn. You know, we all know that every day we get taught something in life, and you know, hopefully we take it with us, and because that one lesson could save our lives, right? So.
That's right, absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. You know, I can visualize sitting in your chair and having a problem, or tears began to fall from my eyes. And I could see a young man sitting there, or a lady. You know, sometimes we have to shave them up in the back. And they may be on their way to a funeral, just lost a loved one. And I could see you counseling them and giving them love and compassion and some words of encouragement.
I think barbers or cosmetology that, you know, that really take it seriously, and you know, this is what they do on a daily basis. They do that every day, and you know, we see our clients more than we see families, and you know, we hear their stories. We do hear their pain, and sometimes we can't. There comes to a point where we try to be careful of what we say, and because you know, you don't want to give nobody a bad advice, or you know, so. Yeah, it's important to be careful as a professional barber what you say, and all you could do is listen, to be honest with you, and you know, say some words of encouragement, and you know, hopefully keep their heads up, and you know, keep moving forward. But it's hard because you know, we do feel what our clients, you know, feel, because again, they become our family at times.
That's
know?
Right.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I noticed when we did speak earlier that you had talked to me in depth about how you like to inspire others to truly follow their dreams. And I'd like for you to talk a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think one of the things that I try to do today in my life is, you know, really, really live. That's where the 24-hour haircut kind of came to be, you know, because 24 hours, you know, we live 24 hours out of the day, and sometimes we waste it, you know, and when we realize how important time is, you know, that's it, you know, that's all that matters. And it sometimes some people don't get the chance to know that, you know, you know, your life is really valuable, and you should take advantage of the time here on earth. And you know, I think one of the things what I do to encourage people is I try to stay positive and try to take the right road. And through my life, you know, I want them to see that I did something, you know, out of the ordinary and statistically, because I could have been one of those statistics, you know, growing up without a dad, you know, and going the wrong way. And I think my life, you know, a lot of people ask themselves, how'd you do it? Why didn't you become a gang banger? Or, you know, why aren't you out there in the streets? And, you know, I think we all have a choice. So we have to make a decision, you know, and it all comes from a decision. If I decided not to do something wrong, I decided not to do bad, and I, just because my dad left me, it doesn't mean that's my page and that's my life. No, you know, I'm not going to be a coward or a victim and use that as an excuse in my life. And I try to, you know, pass that, again, going back to passing along the knowledge, and, you know, and again, thankful that a lot of people, positive, you know, role models in my life, like teachers, coaches, you know, also parents from friends, gave me great advice, and I took it. I was like a sponge, you know, I was grabbing everything I can and using it in life. And so I think that's one of the things I do every day. Whoever I meet, you know, I try to tell them, you know, I'm not perfect, but I try to be.
Right.
You know, all you can do is, you know, stay positive. You know, really use that energy, that old negative, that pain. Because that's what I did. And, you know, and I hope, you know, I encourage or I inspire people, because everybody around me, I feel like they inspire me every day. So
that's
really,
so beautiful.
Yeah, I really appreciate everyone that's around me. So
you're so precious. You know, I've had an enjoyable time speaking with you in the last few weeks, and you've inspired me. Just knowing a young man like you, it's just awesome. I call you angels. I wrote a book called Angels in My Life. And so I listened to you talk about being a family man, and I love that. It's just it's awesome. As you said, you grew up without a father. I grew up without a father, too. There are a lot of people, young people, have grown up without a father. But yet, it's what you do with your life, and you are making a difference in your children's lives. And other young men that sit in your chair that may be a father who's not doing anything for their children, when they leave your chair, they're going to know, hey, I'm going to go back and make a difference in my child's life.
Right. And I mean, that's, again, one of the things I think, in my opinion, is nowadays is there's nothing positive, you know, and positive is okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay to be positive and encouraging. It's cool. You know,
that's
you don't have
right.
to be negative and not be cool. I think one of the things I'm trying to do since 2013 is make it okay to be a good man. You know, and I don't think we get the credit. There's a lot of good men out there, and we don't get enough credit. And you know, and a lot of women and a lot of people get like, oh my God, why are you such a good person? You should be bad, or I never met someone that was good like you. Well, finally you did, and get used to it, you know, get used to this whole positive movement a lot of young people are doing nowadays, because, you know, in Chicago, that's one of the things I think I'm going to make sure I do, is put it out there as much as I can, so anybody that's doing a positive movement, you know, come out and reach out to me, you know, and Instagram, and we'll do something together, because we need that. A lot of young people need it today, and I've always said that, because I was one of them. I needed somebody positive in my life, and sometimes they weren't there. So, you know, I think that's something that we need to keep pushing, that positive.
That's right. Well, you definitely are a very positive young man. And it's wonderful, very wonderful, for you to share this good news on the Good News Show. I'm thankful. I just can't tell you how happy I am, and to have gotten the lead to call you, because we need more young men out here inspiring other young men to become their very best. And you, Juan, are one of those that are definitely, I feel, making a difference in others' lives.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that you would like to say? We have about 4 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I think I want to take the time, if you give me the time, those 4 minutes, besides, I'll finish talking about, you know, the 24-hour haircut challenge that I created. But, you know, with what I did was, you know, I created the 24-hour haircut challenge here in Chicago, which, of course, the people didn't read your, you know, little profile. But it was something that as professionals, we cut hair 365 days out of the year, and a group of us have taken one day out of the year without having it to be a holiday, and are giving back to the community to show that we as barbers and lady barbers, cosmetologists, care, inspire others to truly follow their dreams and see that you don't have to be a celebrity or have millions of dollars to make a difference. And that's something, you know, I created, you know. And, you know, in these last 3 minutes, I would like to thank, you know, I think these people right now that I'm about to mention, you know, don't get enough credit themselves, and they're really inspiring in their own community, and that's why they came together with me, and we inspired everybody else, and we're going to keep inspiring. And like I would like to say thank you to Alvin Owens, who has his own organization and website called beyondcollege.net. They take students to visit colleges and universities out of the state, exposing inner-city youth to opportunities, careers, and scholarships and sponsors. Their pre-college program. Alvin Owens, I thank you. Veronica Ruiz, she's at Vero Barberette. She's a lady barber, licensed cosmetologist, who stood cutting hair for for 24 hours with me as well. And Deanna Ambuser, Dee Marie, hair owner and master barber of the Sweet Spot. Josh Garcia from Fort Wayne, Indiana, who goes by JG Cuban Cuts. Thank you for coming out here and helping the Chicagoland area. Also, Marco, Mr. Stay Sharp from Elgin. Johnny JC Cut for You, Aikens, owner of Legacy Cuts and here in Chicago. Another man that's very inspiring in his community, Chuck, who's your barber, owner of the Fat Faith Barbershop. Dante Rice, Dominant Technique, CEO of Legendary Cuts. Junior, owner of Fresh Cuts Barbershop, located on 6103 Archer Road, Summit, Illinois. And my photographer. And my photographer, him, oh my God. Mm-hmm. Without him, a lot of the videos last year and this year's video that's about to come out, and people get tuned for this video because it's going to be amazing. Randall Springs, he's in college. He took his time out and, you know, came on to support as well. And, hello?
Yes, I'm here. I just want to interject right here. When you speak of Summit, Illinois, you're speaking of the town I was raised in, born and raised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the
that's
owner.
Awesome.
He came out, and
yeah.
I was, and again, going back to the Randall Springs, he's an amazing young man as well, taking his time 2 years in a row, 24 hours throughout the whole, you know, capturing every moment, with pictures. I want to big shout out to him because he doesn't get the credit he deserves, and I wish the blessings go to him as well. And Jane Sala, leader of the Tame the Beast Oil, this young lady, incredible. She has her own, you know, oil for beard, and she came out and took her time and took photography also, photos for us. And a big, huge thanks to Mindy Blanco from Allstate, who sponsored the whole entire thing. Allstate, big thank you. And Print Next Custom, located on 5404 West Madison and Long. Michael and Nicole, owners, really, really grateful for them to coming out to support too. Printing out 24-hour T-shirts on the spot. Without them, their creativity, you know, people went home with memories, you know, that day. So big thank you to everybody. So, and those that I missed, my apologies.
All right. Well, listen, all I can say is this. Juan tried to thank everybody that he could think of. And for those that he did not have the opportunity to think, believe me, charge it to his head, but not his heart. All right? Because he's got a heart of gold, and you better believe. All right, so we're going to have to go off air. We've got 90 seconds. Juan, I want to thank you so much for being on the Good News Show and spreading the good news. And I wish you the very, very best in all of your endeavors.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You
thank
are
you everyone
well.
For listening.
Oh, thank you so much again. And I will be chatting with you. Let's stay close. Whatever I can do for you, I look forward to being a part.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay, you have a good night, and God bless you.
God bless. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, everybody, you have been listening to Mr. Juan S. Acevedo, Jr. All right, he's a man that's making a difference, cutting the negative and spreading awareness of positive things. And I am your girl. Angels in My Life is the name of my book, and all of you, my listeners, are angels in my life. Juan is a new angel in my life. So until next week, I want to say to you, you, and you, I love each one of you with all of my heart, and I wish you a very good rest of the week, and may the angels of God surround each one of you and your families. Take care, and all I can say is just as Ben Tanker would play it, what the world needs now is a whole lot of love. I'm your girl, Michelle Gibbs. Thank you for listening.